Last week, Meta, the parent company of Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp, cut 11,000 jobs, the first major layoffs in the company's 18-year history. And Meta's not the only company facing trouble in a tech industry that once seemed invincible. Jill Schlesinger is a CBS News business analyst and host of Jill on Money, and she joins us now. Hey, Jill.
Hello.
So Meta, Twitter, Lyft, Netflix, Salesforce, I mean, these are tech giants. They're all laying off workers while other tech companies like Apple and Amazon are freezing hirings or slowing hiring. So what's going on here?
You know, I think there's a couple of big trends. The biggest one, which is, you know, inflation bubbled up and the Federal Reserve started raising interest rates early this year. And when there is a rate hike campaign, it really does impact the way that investors see the potential for growth companies in the technology sector. So that's one aspect. But the second aspect is just the way a lot of these managements ran their businesses. They basically said, hey, during the pandemic, there have been these trends. We saw things move online, hired up a ton of people, and really believed that their growth aspirations would just keep going. And that isn't what happened. And in fact, in Mark Zuckerberg, the Meta CEO's letter, where he was reducing that headcount, he said many people predicted it would be a permanent acceleration and would continue after the pandemic. And he did too. And he says, quote, unfortunately, this did not play out the way I expected. And that might be the understatement of that entire letter.
Yeah, it certainly is an understatement. So interest rates, management got it wrong, that the pandemic boom would sort of be here forever. Are other industries, do you think, Jill, vulnerable in the same way? Or do you think this is kind of unique to the tech sector?
Any sector that saw massive growth during that period of the pandemic would be susceptible. But, you know, on the other hand, there would also be another part of the economy that is susceptible to that. And that is any company where private equity and big money was investing for a big shot up. Those small companies that got infusions of cash but didn't have earnings, they're also really susceptible. And so what we are now seeing is the market in transition, essentially. In the past, when we've had big meltdowns in a sector, there have been wonderful things that come as a result of that. It could be that five people who got laid off from Facebook get together and begin a new company that becomes the next newest thing. We just don't know. So I'm looking forward to the other side of this period where we see what comes next.
It feels like we've been here before, though. Tech flies high and gets knocked down. I mean, there's certainly a knock-on effect for investors. Do you think this will lead to any more market caution going forward regarding tech?
There's not a lot new in the investment world. So you're right that we have seen similar booms and busts, right? But I think there's also a new flavor here where we're asking a lot of these companies that are trying to come up with new game plans and new businesses, we're also asking them to say, hey, wait a second, there could be a bad part of what you're doing. And I think that a lot of the technology companies were somewhat naive in realizing what they were constructing and building could have a negative impact on society as well as a positive one. And I think that might be the new era that we're entering into. It's a little bit more self-aware of what we create can sometimes turn into the Frankenstein that is destructive.
Self-awareness in the tech industry, fingers crossed there. Jill Schlesinger is a CBS News business analyst and host of Jill on Money. Jill, as always, thank you.
Great to be with you. Thank you.